We worship. We give thanks. We look at all of it and we say, I deserve none of it. I deserve none of it. And so, God, I live my life for you. Why would I live for this earth? Why would I live for that which is temporary and rubbish compared to you? And all of this will be accomplished by God because he said he'd do it. And it's good as done. And he does it all for the ultimate purpose of his great glory, as Paul ends this, to the praise of his glory. Saints, that is who we are. And that is why we're here. And that is why he brings us together, to display his power and his glory and his love and his grace through a church that is one, through a humble body of believers who do not only look out for their own interests, but actually count the interests of others more important than their own. This is a church that digs deep into God's word because we are fascinated with him. We are so taken captive by his beauty and his power that we sincerely want to know more about this being who has no past and present and future, who has always been and always will be. We want to delve deep into his heart and say, God, what love you have lavished upon us. How could I live ultimately for anything else but you? But you. And so, Father,